Fitter, Happier. A program about your health for your health.
The COVID-19 pandemic has had a major effect on our lives. While case numbers have been relatively low in WA, COVID-19 still poses a risk to the WA community. COVID vaccination is a step in keeping ourselves and the broader WA community safe. The more people who get vaccinated, the more we're protecting our families, friends, and our communities. Anyone aged 40 and over and any Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people aged 16 and over can get the COVID vaccine. Importantly, these vaccines are voluntary and free. Here to tell us more about COVID vaccination is Sue Kiley from the WA Department of Health. She's the Chief Operating Officer of the department's COVID-19 vaccinations team. Hello, Sue. How are you going?
Good, thanks, Maddie. It's great to be with you.
Great to be with you too. So let's talk us through the vaccine basics. So who can get it?
Look, as you just mentioned, we are offering free vaccines to people aged 40 and over, and also anyone who is from an ATSI background who's aged 16 and over, as well as to our most vulnerable people who might be working in 1A or 1B roles, protecting our front line, and that any age over 16 can get a vaccine if you're in one of those 1A or 1B cohorts.
Perfect. And so which vaccines are being offered? Because there's been a bit of news about the AstraZeneca and then the Pfizer vaccine that's no longer available. Tell us which vaccines are available and being offered.
Well, absolutely. There's still two vaccines being offered, and we really rely on expert advice from ATAGI, which is the national panel of experts in vaccinations. And they tell us that that both AstraZeneca and Pfizer are very safe and effective vaccines. AstraZeneca is recommended for people aged 60 years and over, and so we are still providing that vaccine option to people in WA and across the nation. But currently Pfizer is recommended for people under 60 as the preferred vaccine.
And how many jabs does the vaccine involve?
So both of those vaccines require two vaccinations, and they're different spaces apart, but you do need the two vaccinations to get full immunity.
For people who are a little bit hesitant or nervous, are there any sort of side effects that they should worry about?
Well, the severe and serious side effects of both of these vaccines are very rare. But just like any medication that we take, there are side effects. And the most common ones for these two vaccines are the things that you would expect: pain around the vaccination site, a little bit of fatigue and headaches. And we do see people reporting those. We do very good measuring of what people's reactions are to vaccine. And we do see those quite commonly, but they're actually relatively minor, and those serious side effects that have been well covered in other media are very rare.
So I think we're at around 3 or 4 community transmissions now, I'm not too sure, but it's quite a low number. So seeing as COVID isn't really in the WA community, why should people be getting the vaccination?
Well, I think the current lockdown that we're all in the middle of here in Perth is the reason why we need to get vaccinated. So even though we've managed to contain this so far to 3 or 4, I'm not sure of the numbers myself, it just shows how easily these strains of the COVID that we're currently dealing with, the Delta strain in particular, they get out into the community pretty quickly. So vaccination is the way in which we can protect our community most effectively. And vaccination protects you and it protects your loved ones. So that's why it's really important that we avoid lockdowns in the future and we protect the people around us.
And the COVID vaccine was developed quite quickly. So how can the community be sure that it is safe?
Look, the thing about Australia is that we didn't provide any emergency approval of these vaccines and rush them through like some other countries did. We put these two vaccines through the normal TGA process, and they were thoroughly assessed with all the evidence to show that they are safe and effective. And so we can be assured that that these two drugs and these two vaccines are very safe and effective for our community
And why should people be getting two doses? Like we said earlier, it's a double, you've got to get two shots of the vaccine, and how far apart should each dose be?
So the way in which these drugs were developed and the manufacturer's instructions say that you get your maximum immunity, you get your maximum effect of these vaccines when you have this after you've had the second dose. So that's why there's two doses recommended. They're slightly different. The Pfizer vaccine, the recommendation is for a second vaccine 3 weeks after the first. With the AstraZeneca vaccine, you're recommended to get your second dose about 12 weeks after your first dose.
And with recent news about blood clotting, I know this has been big in the news at the moment. So what messages would you have for people who are feeling a bit hesitant about getting the AstraZeneca now that the PM has cleared this vaccine is okay to get with the news about the blood clotting, how would you respond to people who are a bit hesitant about AstraZeneca?
Look, I think the current situation that we're all in the metro area, and I'm sure the rest of the regions are watching us too, it does show that COVID is a risk to WA. It's a risk to Australia. There's plenty of COVID being dealt with around the world. So the risk of COVID is present and real, and we should be following the guidelines provided by our medical profession, which is get vaccinated. That's the best way to protect yourself and your family. And it is the best way of making sure that we can open up our borders. If you're feeling hesitant, do go and do the research, but go to sites that are reputable. Go to sites where people are doing proper research on this vaccine. Get yourself informed and then think about weighing up the risks carefully and making sure that you're considering the real risk of that COVID does pose to our community.
And for people who are wanting to book an appointment, where can they go to go and get it?
So there's appointments available for AstraZeneca at the moment in a lot of GPs around the state, and you can go on to the Commonwealth's eligibility tracker to find out where GP appointments are available. From next week, GPs will also be getting Pfizer, so you can check your local GP. Our WA state-run clinics are also up and running in the metro and in the rural regions. So you can check where those are on Roll Up for WA, which is rollup.wa.gov.au, and also check our metropolitan and rural sites on healthywa.wa.gov.au.
Perfect. So that was healthywa.gov.au or rollup.wa.gov.au. Thank you so much for joining us, Sue. We appreciate your time.
No problem. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks.
Maddie.
Bye. That was Sue Kiley from the WA Department of Health. Sue is the Chief Operating Officer of the department's COVID-19 vaccinations team. And like we said before, for more information, head to healthywa.wa.gov.au or rollup.wa.gov.au.